USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. Conservative radio talk show icon Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer.
The upshot is that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath. Turns out it's lung cancer.
I told the staff today that I have a deeply personal relationship with God that I do not proselytize about, but I do, and I have been working that relationship tremendously.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you fly a lot in this country, you will want to pay attention to this next report. A look now at the country's worst airports.
I want to get away.
Some surveys cover how people feel about their actual flight, but a lot of times the trouble starts at the airport. The new Airport Misery Index from ValuePenguin.com is out. Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey ranks at the top of the list of most miserable, with more than a quarter of their flights delayed. Next in line, Chicago's O'Hare, and New York's LaGuardia, Denver International, and Dallas-Fort Worth International round out the top five most miserable U.S. airports.
Let's wait until the sun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a quick look at your money on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 144 points, the NASDAQ up 122, the S&P 500 up 23. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
So how much are you paying at the pump?
Hawaii has the highest statewide average at $3.62 a gallon, while Texas has the lowest at $2.09 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the reasons for the decline in the national average down to $2.46 a gallon.
Oil prices have continued to plummet in the last week, with a barrel of WTI fetching $51.34 per barrel, amongst the lowest levels since last October. On continued fears of the coronavirus.
I'm John Clemens.
Liberals in California looking to change college diplomas for transgender students. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
California appears poised to make it easier for transgender graduates of public colleges and universities to change the name on their diploma. Assemblyman David Chu, a Democrat from San Francisco, introduced legislation last week that would require public colleges to update the names of former students to reflect their gender identity. He said the bill is intended to combat the barriers trans and non-binary people face at school and in the workplace. He said LGBT rights are all of our civil rights. It's important for all policymakers, whether or not we're from that community, to do everything we can to protect the rights of LGBT Californians and the equal rights of all. While schools are legally required to use the chosen name of the student currently enrolled under California law, that policy does not extend to alumni.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.